Do you ever make anything like, say, cottage cheese?
We only made cottage cheese.
Okay. Is that what folks called it? They never called it like smear cheese or...
No, they always called cottage cheese.
Okay. Okay. And real thin milk would be called skim milk?
Skim milk.
Okay. And milk that's gone sour is called what?
You mean curdled or...
Yeah, is that what they call it? They never call it clabbered, do they?
Yeah, sometimes it's called clabbered.
Okay.
If it's real, well, I guess the difference between clabbered and curdled is a little more curdled than clabbered.
Okay. Okay. Did you ever, growing up, did y'all ever eat dried beef, dried out beef?
You mean that we made ourselves?
Yeah.
No, but a lot of families did.
Okay. What do they call that?
Jerky.
Okay, they called it. They never called it chipped beef, did they? Or was that something different?
Oh, well, chipped beef was a little bit different because it would be finer pieces, where jerky could be fairly good chunks of meat. And jerky is always, well, of course, both of them is real salty. That's how they kept it. But back in the old days, they always had to fry down. They called it fry down their meat, because that way was the only way they had of keeping it, fry it down or can it.
Mm.
And my mother used to have the best canned meat I ever tasted. I'd like to have some
right now.
Yeah. Back in the old days, it wasn't anything at all for a family of six or eight to drop in on you a half hour for mealtime. And my mother would have a scrumptious meal for the whole shebang.
Just whoever was there at dinner time.
Yeah. And our family wasn't the only one that way. Every family was.
What kinds of salted pork would folks eat back then?
What kind of what?
Salted pork.
What kind of salted pork did you eat?
Yeah. Or what kind? I'm just wondering what you would have called salted pork. Is that what the name for it?
As far as I know.
I just wondered if people would have ever called it fatback. Or
I don't remember that.
Okay. And would you ever do anything with the hogs? Would you ever cook up the hog's head and make anything?
Oh yeah, they made head cheese, and usually with these German people around here, the only thing they said that went to waste on a hog was the hair and the squeal. Everything else was used. They made blood sausage, and I think everything was used. Head cheese and, see, what was the other name? Oh, Swatomoggin.
Swatomoggin. Well, what was that?
That's a type of head cheese, but the German people around here call it Swatomoggin.
That is something. I've never heard that word before. Swat. Must be an old German word.
And I know when they would butcher, I've helped them butcher, and when you stick the hog to make them bleed, they'd catch that blood, and then there'd be somebody out there just stirring that, you know, so it wouldn't...
Coagulate.
Yeah, coagulate, and then they made blood sausage, what they call blood sausage out of that. In the olden days, they cleaned the intestines and then stuffed their sausage in the intestines. Well, now you buy them already cleaned,
mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing, same mm-hmm. process. It's just a little nicer now.
Just a little nicer.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember if your mother, well, did your mother make breads, breads? What mm-hmm. kinds?
Well, we always just call it homemade white bread, and of course, Mom always made cinnamon rolls. But my mother was used to making bread for a family with 13 children. So when her and Dad was first married, this was the joke in our family. Why, Mom cut way down on her recipe, and she ended up with 12 loaves of bread or something for the week. She cut way back on the recipe, but she hadn't cut back far enough. She was used to a large family.
Did you ever make cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that what folks in this area called it? Called it cornbread?
Cornbread, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the thing you put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.